The second annual Ferris Fun Day accomplished what it set out to do: draw people to businesses in the south end of North Bay, creating a community atmosphere. We really want to show people all that Ferris has to offer and have a great day with family and bring that whole socializing back out into the community again, explained Jeff Buckton, event chair and owner of Jeff and Tanis No Frills. A total of 20 business locations stretching from Pinewood Park Drive, along Lakeshore Drive, ending just shy of Lee Park, hosted various activities for all to enjoy. The day was organized by the Ferris Business Network. Essentially, what we're doing as a business community is bringing back the community feel of Ferris. Over the last 5 or 10 years, there has been a lot of movement out of Ferris. We love to see North Bay grow, which is fantastic. We just want to remind everybody what is available in Ferris, Buckton pointed out. A performance by North Bay Pipes and Drums kicked off the opening ceremonies at No Frills on Lakeshore. Local dignitaries offered words of encouragement and support. The message from Donna Backer, president and CEO of the North Bay and District Chamber of Commerce, was to support local in all areas of the community. There is so much history down here, Backer noted. We need to support local in all areas of our community. Always remember that before you go anywhere, shop local, eat local. Rod Bills took active transportation to a new level, with the creation of a biking group which spent the day stopping at various participating businesses. We organized a group to celebrate Ferris Fun Day by bike, just to do something a little different. We did this last year as well. Just take a group of people and tour some of the business sites in Ferris, to just make it a little more fun, explained Bills. They are just random individuals who have a bike and wanted to do something interesting on a Saturday and celebrate Ferris. There was plenty to see whichever route they took, including face painting, games, a charity barbecue run by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, a drone demonstration, and a Stuff the Cruiser event to benefit the North Bay Food Bank. Hot dogs were selling for $1 each. Visitors to participating businesses were encouraged to get a special passport stamped for a chance to win prizes. We've got a passport that can be picked up at the different locations, and you just visit all the different activities that are going on, get 4 stamps, and you can enter any one of those places for a grand prize draw at the end of the day, shared Buckton. As a business owner and someone who grew up in West Ferris, Lori Laporte sees the benefits of promoting Ferris. I think what we're doing is very important. I think the problem is people have almost all but forgotten about the businesses down here, as most businesses have moved to the northwest end of the city. I think we need to acknowledge that we have lots to offer down at this end, shared the owner of Laporte's Nursery and Greenhouses on Lakeshore Drive. And we have the best beaches as well. We have so much to offer here. I just think this end of the city is quite beautiful. Business owners take pride in being able to support local charities and organizations. It is also all about giving back to the community and making sure we can bring back that whole civic pride that has seemed to kind of wane a little bit over the last few years due to social distancing and all that stuff that everybody has gone through, Buckton shared. Ferris Fun Day was about generating a particular vibe. And that is exactly what we're trying to do. Get that positive vibe back out into Ferris and the community. We're trying to bring the whole community back together, said Buckton. It has been really nice to see.